Hello, everybody. I'm David.
And I'm Evie.
And we'd like to welcome you to this week's Little Guys Home Technology Podcast, now available on our website, www.thelittleguys.com, and on iTunes. Just type in the Little Guys Home Technology Podcast, and you will see our podcast there, or you can download them and listen to them from there. This is a post Black Friday podcast, so we were delayed last week. I'm going to use Black Friday as the excuse because it's been a little long since we did one. We try to do them every week, and we got backed up a little bit because of the busyness of the Black Friday concept. And we were not open Thanksgiving, and we weren't open any extra hours, except we were open Sunday, right?
That is correct.
So, all right. So today we're going to talk about all kinds of different stuff, but before we get there, I want to remind you that we actually have a store at 191st and LaGrange Road in the south suburbs of Chicago. It's Mokena, Illinois. It's where
Southwest.
Mokena meets I-80, southwest suburbs, where Mokena meets I-80. The store is real easy to get to from all the major expressways, 355, 294, 94. It's right off of 80, south on LaGrange Road, left at the light, which is 191st, and another quick left between the Denny's and the White Castle, and straight ahead you'll see the store. We are open Monday through Thursday from 10 until 6, Friday and Saturday from 10 until 5, and we are closed on Sundays. You can always email us at info@thelittleguys.com and call us during store hours at 708-754-8844.
You can even call after store hours and leave a message. Someone will get back to you the next day.
There you go. Or you could just email, which would probably make more sense. And
even if you have email.
And get a quicker response. I'm going to venture to say that anybody listening to a podcast, of course, it could be just listening into a web on the website. So, all right. You're right, Ev.
Thank you.
We wanted to talk about Tom, who is our operations manager and technical guru, and also on the, there is no glass, but if there was glass, he'd be on the other side of the glass monitoring the board during these podcasts. He had an experience at the movie theater the other day.
Yep. He went to see a date night, went to see a big movie. Went to a Dolby Atmos theater with a big, fancy digital projector, and he was disappointed.
Yeah, and he was disappointed in the sound because he felt like it just wasn't calibrated correctly, that it just wasn't done right. But he was also disappointed in the picture, right? He said that they have these fancy new seats, which are really cool, and have blue LEDs all over them, and the blue LEDs were reflecting up onto the screen.
Nice.
So the picture wasn't as good.
That's like the usher with the flashlight that's running around in front of the
right?
stage.
It's a constant usher. But the video issues is obviously it's simple to take care of. They need to turn off the blue lights. There was possibly
tweak the projector, so that the picture is actually right.
This was in Western Heights at the Western Heights Theater. We don't know that how the Atmos was set up or what speakers they used or if they changed speakers. Although he said there's a lot of speakers up in the ceiling that, apparently are supposed to be doing the Atmos thing. But he really felt like they just didn't take it to that next level, that they just didn't calibrate it correctly or set it up correctly.
I think it happens to consumers all the time. Somebody comes in, we're going to put a home theater in your house, even just in your family room, surround sound, plop it in, walk out the door, not setting any of the levels or making sure that everything is the way it should be to give you the good sound and picture that you wanted.
Yeah, it's more and of course that never happens with the little guys, but that experience, people call us all the time. We stopped by your store and then we ended up buying some stuff somewhere else and it just doesn't sound the same. What's wrong? What happened? It's not just the equipment, it's the setup. It's the installation. It's calibrating the room or the equipment for the room. It's making little adjustments in speaker angles and locations. There's a lot of little things that come into play. And years of experience and, of course, technical knowledge give us the ability to make that happen, which is why we implore you. Is that the right word? We implore you to come into the store.
Which is acceptable.
And check out our Atmos demo. Now, I'm not saying there aren't some good Atmos theaters out there. I'm sure there are some really good ones out there in the marketplace. But come into the little guys, and we'll do an Atmos demo for you. We'll play some movie trailers. We'll play some movies. We'll play some music, some really cool stuff, and we'll let you hear Atmos. We even have a demo set up where you can, it does 10 seconds of Atmos and 10 seconds of 5.1. All right, so 5.1 sounds great, and the Atmos sounds even better. I mean, it's pretty amazing, actually. So you should come into the store and get an absolute correct Atmos demo and experience it the way it should be.
And there are 20, 30 Blu-ray movies out there that are done in Atmos that you can buy. So it's not like, well, there's no movies, you know. You can't experience it in your home. Well, you can.
Even more importantly, having Atmos set up or having the receiver set up with Atmos improves the performance of the regular surround sound as well, even if it's not an Atmos disc. I mean, there's a difference in the way it sounds. There's no gray area.
Right,
there.
Because they mix it differently for Atmos.
It just sounds
and
better.
And it does. It does sound better.
So come on in, check it out at the store. We'll do it. We'll do an Atmos demo for you and let you really experience it the way, again, it's supposed to be. We have had numerous issues over the last couple of weeks, and we got a couple of emails from people about DirecTV and their wireless boxes. The wireless boxes that DirecTV insists on installing that feed off of the main unit are bad. I'll say it again. The wireless boxes are bad. They use a frequency to transmit that's within your Wi-Fi range. They are on all the time. They are affecting your Wi-Fi performance. It's why your Wi-Fi is not working right now, that DirecTV did those boxes. It's why the Wi-Fi screws up everything on the system. It's just bad. You need to have wires run. And I said to Tom, well, just tell the people to have DirecTV put the wires in, insist that they do it. And he said, they won't do it. They will not do it. I mean, either have somebody who knows what they're doing pull the wires, besides DirecTV, use the old wires that were there before you had wireless boxes and do it right. But I'm telling you now, it's had a negative effect on a lot of people's networks. And it's over and over and over again the same concept.
And the reason DirecTV won't do it, or their installers won't do it, is because actually their installers don't work directly for DirecTV. They're sort of subcontractors. And DirecTV pays them a fixed amount to go in and put this stuff in the house. And it's not a lot, so they want to get in and out as fast
for sure.
as possible. So, I mean, we've been doing this for years. DirecTV, it could be Comcast too. DirecTV comes in, you know, they plop the stuff in, they jam it up and get the heck out of there. And then we come in and correct it.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what has to happen. It's just bad news. And they're not alone. UVerse is doing a lot of the same stuff, and Comcast I'm not sure that they're doing wireless at this point, but I'm not sure it's far off the horizon. And the truth is, wireless is not a great way to transmit video.
Not at all.
It's not really good. Theoretically, it should be okay in some cases, but 90% of the time, 95% of the time, it's bad news. So, I'm telling you, there's a reason that the install is free or it's $40, you know, that kind of a thing. Just be extremely cautious. It's not any different than what DirecTV or Comcast considers an upgrade. An upgrade to them is something that takes them less time to do in the future. In other words, if they don't have to put more effort into it going forward, then it's an upgrade, right? And it's not an upgrade for you. It's not an upgrade for you performance-wise, typically, and it's not an upgrade for you in terms of reliability. And there's nothing more frustrating than trying to use your Wi-Fi network and have it cut in and out or not transmit quickly or be buffering all the time.
Right. If you're streaming, you just be agonizing while you're waiting.
And you always get mad at the device. Right, you're mad at the device because that's what you're holding in your hand, and you're angry at it. But the truth is, it's got nothing to do with the device; it's the network. Right, we take the time and the effort to set up a good Wi-Fi network, a good signal, get good balanced signal throughout the whole house, and then you put in DirecTV boxes that screw it up. So just be aware; it is a problem, and it's an ongoing problem.
However, tell me this. The boxes that DirecTV is they're putting in, can we wire those? Are those wireable? I mean, like, is there the ability to wire
remote
them?
Remote boxes can be wired or wireless. I mean, you can get boxes to put in those other rooms that can be wired, right? Those little mini boxes that they're using are wireless boxes. They are only wireless boxes. You have to insist that you want receivers in those other rooms that can be wired. That's all. So, I mean, yes, you're going to have to send back the old boxes that are wireless and get the wires pulled or use the wires that are there and change it. But I don't. Why would you accept anything less than that? I just don't understand. So, Comcast, along those upgrade lines, is telling everybody they have to have X1 boxes. That there's no option. You have to have an X1 box because you're not going to be able to get all of your stations. And while there are some changes taking place in how people are sending signals over their lines, how in the compression ratios and things like that, as long as you can get a new Comcast non-X1 box that has the right compression ratios and adjustments and the rest of it. But more importantly, what you can do is get rid of all of those boxes. And instead of paying the monthly rental fee for those boxes, we've talked about this before, you can have TiVo. And yes, you'll pay for a cable card, and you will pay a fee for the TiVo service, but it'll be less than the cost of all of your boxes, assuming you have 3, 4, or 5 boxes in the house. And the performance, incredibly, significantly better, that's for sure. And you get the TiVo experience. There's nothing better than the interaction with your television and all the different options that are out there, including Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and all the other things that you want to do streaming that are out there. Nothing's better than having a TiVo experience. If you want to check it out, we have it on display in the store. And again, you can check that out here and play with it and sit down and use it and see how we're using it. We use it throughout the store, and it's great.
Right, and our TiVo is connected to Comcast, but TiVo also works with, I believe, RCN?
No, well, RCN has their own TiVo boxes.
RCN has, but it is TiVo.
They do have some TiVo boxes. And then it also works with, if you want, if all you have is regular antenna in the house, you can do a system just using the regular antenna over the air and have the TiVo experience as well. So it can do either cable or the antenna. You can't do both on the same box. So it's really cool. It's fun to interact with. It's simple. It's intuitive.
However, I'm just thinking about this. You have an antenna on your roof, and you're using TiVo with the antenna on your roof. Can you also get Netflix and Hulu and those other services? Or, I mean, you have to be obviously connected to the internet.
You can have all the streaming services.
But you can get all those streaming services on the TiVo box that just goes to your antenna on your roof.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely. And it's, again, it's a way more pleasant experience. Nothing in life is free. You know, everybody hates their service provider. That's for sure. Everybody thinks they're paying their service provider too much. Everybody wants all the channels that it takes to fulfill your television viewing experience. But you got to pay for those.
Right. And they've figured out the couple of channels that you really, really want to have. And they bundle that with, you know, 300 channels that you don't care about. So, you know, if you get rid of that package, you're going to lose the channels that you want. And then if you pay for those channels individually, it probably comes to more than the bundle package
does. There are some people who have successfully cut the cord. They're not into sports, right? Because nobody wants to not have the sports right now. So they're not into sports. And or they're not into sports enough that they care to pay for what it takes to have the sports right then.
Right.
And then they pay individually. They might buy HBO or they might buy Netflix or Netflix and Amazon. I mean, they might combine a couple different ones. I mean, there's use iTunes. There's a couple different ways to do it. But almost every person I know who does that, and there's only a few of them, they're all pretty technically oriented. They all kind of get it. They're way into it. They're not just average television viewers or whatever. They're more technical oriented people. So I'm going to say that for now, I think most people should just bite the bullet, figure out the least expensive cable package they can have. If you're doing cable, upgrade it to TiVo. and have the best viewing experience that you can have. And that's really what it comes down to. And by the way, the TiVo boxes absolutely have better video than the Comcast boxes as well. The performance is different. So now you have this system in there, right? We got you all set up. How do you control it? How do you operate it? You don't want to know that the receiver went to input number 3, that the TV went to input number 4, that the cable box switched to whatever, you know, turned on, that the resolution is right coming out of the box, that it went to the right surround sound setting. You don't want to mess with any of that. You want to hit the button that says watch TV, right? Or watch Blu-ray or watch cable or whatever it is, however, you know, however we have it set up. That's what you want to do. And rightfully so. And there's several ways to approach that. On the simplest level, you can get a universal, and that is the brand, universal remote control that is programmable by a professional programmer that can put in the right delays, that can set all the settings to the right spots so that things just work smoothly, so that things just do what they're supposed to do when they're supposed to do them, so that you can hit a button. If you add the RF option, which is radio frequency option, and because your equipment's in a cabinet or in a closet.
Or if you're a man,
because you don't have the patience to.
You don't have the patience to hold the remote and let all the codes stream out towards your system. You just want to, you know, like flick it up in the air and have everything happen. So men definitely need
an RF
the
option.
RF option.
So those remotes are simple. They're handheld. They're great for a single system. There are some versions that can do 2 zones. So if you have a second zone of music streaming into other parts of the house or into other rooms, you know, they can handle that. They're simple and they're handheld remotes. That's what they are. They're dedicated to that purpose and that's it.
Well, there's also the option of having the equivalent of a handheld remote in an iPad or an iPhone or any sort of tablet or phone.
So when you step up to the next level of control, which is using either a company we call Control 4 or Savant, those two companies have the option of iPad, phone use, any tablet, any phone can control your system from those as well.
Any smartphone.
I'm sorry.
Let's not say any phone.
Any smartphone. And really, it takes a little. It's different, right? It takes a little while to get used to. But those control systems also take you to a whole nother world, because they can control your lighting. You can set the. They handle streaming of music much better. They can handle any automation you want with your blinds, your thermostats. You can have two-way feedback, so you can see what you are changing when you're on the screen. There's all kinds of cool things that they can do, and almost limitless. Adjust the front door locks. You can do it while you're at home. You can do it while you're away from home, right? So if you can't remember what you set the temperature to in the house, you can bring it up on your phone from work or wherever you're at, and change it to what you wanted it to be, or check on it to make sure it is what you wanted it to be. You can view, if you have cameras in the home and they're set up and they're on the network with it, you can view the cameras and see what's going on. You can check on your pets. You can check on your kids. You can kind of just see what's happening in general. There's all kinds of really cool options. And we've narrowed the focus. We spent a lot of years dealing with a lot of different control companies, and we have narrowed the focus down to Savant and Control 4 on the more fully automated type systems. And they both companies offer some little differences and do things a little different. So depending on your situation, your needs, and then we show you the interface for both, and you tell us which one you like better, and we make it happen for you.
So. With both of these companies, you can start out small. You can do 1 room or 2 rooms. You know, do I like it? Do I not like it? Is it, you know, is this what I want? And then you can extend that to the rest of the house.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, really, really cool. I mean, and simple to use, totally intuitive, no-brainers. Really cool control system. So again, the key to the control systems, whether it's Control 4, whether it's Universal, whether it's Savant, the key is the programming. It's knowing how to program them so that they are reliable, so that they work correctly, so that they do what you want them to do when it's time to do them. Those two systems, both Control 4 and Savant, they do live on your network. So you have to have a robust network. You have to have a network that's reliable and built well and distributed evenly throughout the house, but we'll take care of that. And they do work wirelessly. They send signals to the control centers wirelessly. The control center and the individual components are wired, but they send signals wirelessly to those devices. So that's it for control. Joe K, I'm just going to say K. I'm not going to say his last name because maybe he doesn't want his name. Joe K stopped by and was talking to Henry and thanked us for doing the podcast and asked and encouraged us to do more of them, by the way. And I want to thank him for listening to the well, for being a loyal customer forever, but also for just, you know, giving us positive reinforcement on the podcast. We're glad people are out there listening to them and enjoying them, and we're kind of happy to do them when we get to them. That's for sure.
Right. I mean, we need to have a scheduled day and time or something so that it gets done every single week.
I remember a conversation we had with Joe. It's got to be almost a year and a half, 2 years ago now. He had a big, giant 15-inch Klipsch subwoofer in his room. And he said, David, in 3 out of 9 seats in the room, it sounds fantastic. But in the other 6 seats, it's kind of weak. Right. And if I crank it up for those 6 seats, then the 3 seats don't sound good. And we talked and we talked and I said, you know, you have a big sub, which is fine. But what you really need is a second sub.
Exactly.
The second sub doesn't have to be as big as the first sub. It's nice when it is. But it needs to be a good sub and let those 2 subs work together. And he said, oh, my, I just got used to having this one big sub in the room. Now you're telling me, he said, I don't think I could live without having another one the same size. So he bought a second 15-inch sub and was blown away that there's no longer a null. There was no longer one spot was good and one spot was bad. Everywhere sounded good. And what really happened was there was no boominess anywhere. It wasn't boo, 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 boo. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't that bass you hear when you pull up to the stoplight and the car next to you is shaking and the fender's falling off.
That's my car.
From the bass rattling or whatever. It was tight, clean, accurate bass. And having that second sub and tuning them correctly was huge. The thing he loved, actually the thing his wife loved the most, was low levels. You didn't have to crank it up to get the tight, clean, accurate bass. At low volumes, it still had a very tight, clean, accurate bass. And the thing that he loved the most was when he rocked on it. It really wailed, but it did it evenly throughout the entire room. And that makes it way more enjoyable. So dual woofers, I can't emphasize it enough. Set up correctly.
So most of us think of a subwoofer for the explosions and the sound of the bombs and the, you know, all those big boomy things. But we did a little experiment with the Golden Ear Triton Ones, which are fabulous, wonderful speakers that actually have built-in powered subs, and they sound incredible. And we took their Sandy's new Super Sub XXL and added that to it. And we're listening in 2-channel, and we're not listening to hard rock or anything. You know, you're listening to maybe classical music. And it's not loud and boomy. It adds body.
Oh, it's huge.
To the whole thing. It was sort of like the music was 90% there, and that gave it that extra 10%.
Well, you get the detail and the, you get what the production people intended you to get. You hear it the way they intended you to hear it. So, and it can be a huge difference in the emotion of the music is having that bass fill in the room the right way. I mean, it is tremendous. I'm glad you mentioned that we now have the Golden Ear XXL on display and actually available, right?
Right, in stock.
In stock. It sounds amazing. It is not a giant box. It's not a little box, but it's not a giant box. It does not take up tons of space in the room. And nothing would be better than an XXXXLL, which would be two double XLs, in the room or whatever. It is truly incredible. It's an amazing sounding woofer. We've talked a lot over the last few weeks about the JL Audio woofers and how much we enjoy those. And they started as little as
$7.99.
And they're small boxes. They're not big boxes. And we'd rather see you get two small ones than one bigger one.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, that definitely makes a difference. But the overall performance of the JL Audio woofers, we've talked about a lot. And I think the years of talking with Sandy about higher performance woofers, that next level of woofer. And he said, well, I can build that woofer. And I build good woofers now for $400 and $500 and or $500 and $700 and $1,000. I mean, I build good woofers now, but I could build that next level of performance in woofer if the market is out there for it. And we said, well, of course it is.
Right.
And
do it.
Took 2.5 years or 3 years, but you should come and experience it because it really is. It's special. Another thing I've noticed a lot of in the last few weeks, and this always seems to happen right before Christmas time, there's a little extra emphasis, turntables. We're selling a lot of turntables.
I know. It must be when people switch to CDs that they did not get the Christmas CDs, so they still have the Christmas albums, the records. And so they're at least cranking up that turntable once a year. And sometimes once a year they find out that the thing doesn't work anymore, you know, and they need a new one. But we're also seeing a lot more people listening to records or vinyl. My son just gave me his Christmas list, and it had 8 different albums on there, and he requested them all on vinyl, nothing on CD.
No. I see the CD thing really almost coming to an end, and it's either going to be downloading it or it's buying the vinyl.
Right. I mean, I still buy the CD because I like to, you know, record it at full resolution, but...
Well, you can download it full res if you have the right service, right? At this point, not yet. I thought you could get the high-res downloads on some of those CDs. All right, so
no,
I stand
streaming.
Corrected.
You can get the high-res streaming, but
you
can't
download it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so a lot of cool options in turntables. Lots of different colors, lots of different styles, levels of cartridges, different performance. I mean, there's a lot of good choices.
It's interesting what happened this year, which actually happens every year. We buy Thorn's turntables, but we also buy Project turntables. And every year they run out of them, and they're out of them for 6 weeks, 12 weeks, you know, something ridiculous. So this year, of course, I ordered some mid-October, I think, so we would have some for the season. And they were out of black, and they didn't expect to get any, of course, until the middle of January, which did nobody any good for Christmas. But they did have the colors in stock. They had a lot of colors. So we got a couple of red, we got a blue one, we got a green one. And people are really responding to that. They're like, hey, you know, I had a little splash to my system. And then, of course, a couple of the black ones showed up too. So, we have the basic boring black, but we do have some colors, and that's fun.
It is. I mean, playing albums is fun. You got to want to do it. You got to like to do it. You got to like pulling the album out of the sleeve and reading the album cover and placing it on. And there's a little bit of romanticism to that or whatever. It's cool. It puts you in touch with what you did as a kid.
Yep.
And why not? Why not enjoy it that way or whatever? It's a lot of fun for sure.
Well, many people who feel like there's more of a warmth with the vinyl. They're hearing something different than they would on a high-res stream.
All right, so hopefully you're going to hear this podcast before Christmas, because there's a lot of really cool Christmas gift ideas left out there, and we're going to go over a couple of ideas or concepts quick. One, who wouldn't appreciate a better HDMI cable or a power cord to make their picture and sound better for their components?
And they wouldn't even know it until they used it.
Right. There you go. So those are obviously available. Headphones are extremely popular for this time of year, especially. And there's a lot of great choices in headphones, whether it's PSB, whether it's wireless headphones from Sennheiser, whether it's AKG Grado. I'm trying to remember the rest of them. That's basically the better ones that we carry. Oh, and the AudioQuest headphones.
The AudioQuest Nighthawks.
Which are flat out the best headphones I've ever listened to, including some that were thousands and thousands of dollars. The AudioQuest Nighthawks are amazing. They're like $5.99, so they're not inexpensive, but they are unbelievably comfortable. You could leave them on for hours, and they sound over-the-top amazing. Truthfully, well worth a listen. Stop by and take a listen. I'll be blown away if you don't agree with me on those. Upgrading the cartridges on your turntables is a great idea. There's a lot of great little Bluetooth or sound bars that also have, some of them have Bluetooth built into them, so you can stream to the sound bars and enjoy the music that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's some great sound bars or sound bases that go under the TV so that now you can understand the words. And the Zevox one even has dialogue enhancement, so it makes the words clear and easier to understand. It has commercial squishing, so you no longer have that loud commercial playing. That's all built in, and I think there's a $500 unit on sale for $399. So you should come in and check that out if you have a need for that kind of thing. And there's some great surround sound receivers and lots of good speakers and subwoofer choices available as well. And we have 6-disc CD changers in stock. And yes, we have turntables in stock. And we have ways of playing whatever music is out there for you or whatever. We also have a lot of really cool streaming devices from Bluesound and Sonos, so you can get to whatever's streaming music is out there, so you can access any of the music that you have on any hard drives in your system anywhere. And they have devices that hook up to your existing equipment and that also are fully independent, starting at as little as like $199. So there's a lot of really cool choices there as well. So we want to invite you in. We want to remind you again that the store is located at 191st and LaGrange Road, where Mokena meets I-80. We're open
Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we are closed on Sundays.
The store is easily accessible. It's literally right off of I-80 at the LaGrange Road exit, and you're 1 minute away. Down the hill, make a left, make another quick left, and you're right there. So come and see us. Email us anytime, info@thelittleguys.com. Call us at 708-754-8844. And we want to invite you again to check out the website as well. It's www.thelittleguys.com. We want to thank everybody for listening.
Bye-bye.